Chairs, Excellencies, dear participants. Thank you for convening this high-level meeting at such a crucial time. Let me start by sharing the highlights of Finland's national report. The new legislation on family leave takes well into account the diversity of families. Both parents, irrespective of gender or family type, are given the same quota of parental allowance days. Finland has also continued active work on gender mainstreaming and gender-responsive budgeting. Further, safe abortion is now possible on the pregnant woman's own request only. Transgender legislation has separated legal gender recognition of gender from medical examinations and treatments. And with the new legislation on sexual offenses, the definition of rape is now based on consent. By these reforms, Finland has driven progress in gender equality and self-determination together with a civil society. Violence against women remains a challenge in Finland. Addressing violence against women requires a cross-government effort, and many actions have been taken, especially under National Action Plan for the Istanbul Convention. There can be no room for sexual and gender-based violence in our societies, be it offline or online. Technology-facilitated gender-based violence prevents the participation of all women and girls in public life. Finland is co-leading a Generation Equality Action Coalition on Technology and Innovation, mobilizing multi-stakeholder cooperation to advance gender equality in the digital age. In this work, preventing and eliminating all types of online gender-based violence and harassment is our priority. Another remaining serious challenge in Finland is the gender pay gap. The average pay gap between men and women is around 16% across the labor market. Further action is needed to address the structural problems such as the gender segregation of education and jobs. Dear participants, global anti-gender movement seeks to undermine gender equality, including the rights of LGBTIQ plus persons, and in a wider context, the rules-based international order. We need to ensure the rights of women and girls in all their diversity. All women and girls have the right to make informed decisions over the future and their own bodies, including full access to sexual and reproductive health and rights. By strengthening these rights, we can contribute to the well-being of our societies and to sustainable development. Finland remains a strong supporter of UN Women and UNFPA. Dear participants, we are deeply concerned by grave violations against women and girls in wars and conflicts across the globe, from Gaza and the Middle East to the Russia's illegal war of aggression against Ukraine. In Afghanistan, we condemn in the strongest terms Taliban's outright persecution of women and girls. Finally, gender equality will be a cross-cutting objective of Finland's upcoming OSCE chairpersonship in 2025. As one of the highlights, we will organize a conference on gender equality. Next year, we should not miss the momentum of the Beijing Plus 30 anniversary to have gender equality and the rights of women and girls high on the international agenda. Thank you.